Prayers for happy reapers. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All beings killed by others through abortion, execution, or crime. And through hunting, fishing, pest control, or other killing of animals. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Bernard Baranski, mother of Brittany Nicole, Timothy Powell, Cokie the cat, Agnes the duck, Francis the duck, Callie the squirrel, Luna the cat. Job search. Roseanne Barona, Mike Brown, Joey Goose, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Pooja Shaw, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabje Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Geshe Paulding Tsongpo, Venerable Gyaltan, Venerable Trigi Lamo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, all those in prison suffering abuse or abusing others, and all those addicted to harmful substances. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Family of Bernard Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcissus Barona Sr., Rita Bellil, Yuki Burrows, Ken Castillo, Dimitri and Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Tashi Droma, Mildred Gooch, Andrew Gorton, Tracy Oz Thompson, Christina Harrison, Keith Harmon, Frank Holt, Sam Jackenthal, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dale and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Rachel Keith, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Karina Lilligan family, Kim Lillig, Mary Lojek, Pat Long, Ina Lovelace, R.M., Carolyn and Granger Marley, Wilbert Martin, Elvia Mejia and family, Bruce Miller, Antonio Moore Jr., Audrey Murphy, Evan Merlin family, Marie Oliver, Jay Pondia, family of Timothy Powell, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Romley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Pooja Shaw, Patty Shear, Franny Schumann, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Sarah Bumgarner Snotherly, Nancy Sorbet, Carol Strother, Adnan Tokum, Lobsang Topten, Francis Ullman, Dion Washington, Shea Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Dorje and Cadre the Pigs, Om Mani Pemihun the Chipmunk, Sammy the Cat, Skibo the Dog. So if you'd like to join me in the phrases to the 21 Tars, I thought we could attempt it in Tibetan today. So it's on page 191. Potala yine chögne tam yi jang ku le trung shing upa meki ulagen du sun sange tin le ma doma ko che shiksuso lada lami chöpan pengi zaki pe mola chide pompa kun le droje ma doma yum la chatsalo. Om jatsuma pagma droma la cha tse lo cha se droma nirma pa mo che ni ke chi lo dan dama shi ten sun gu chu ke she gi ke sa she wa le ni shun man che tse ten ke da wa kun tu ka wa ke ni tse pe she ma ka ma ton ta so pa nam ki rap tu che we rap par ma Chatsu sunyo chune keki pene chani nampa gemma shimpa tsundu katu shiwa supa santu chuyu ni ma Chatsu deshin shepe tsuto taye namka ge warchu ma malu paru chimpa tope kewe seki shintu tema Chatsu tustara hum yige, du dan chodan nanka gamma, shikten du po jaki tente, lupa me pagu par numa. Chatsu gyashi me la tampa, lula natso wanchuk chuma, shumpo rola di san nam dang, lujin soki tu ne duma. Chau tse tache shatan peki paro tuko raptu shoma yeku yun kyan shab nik nente me bar tu pe shun tu bar ma Chau tse ture shipa chenpo tuki pawo nam pa shoma chuke shenu to nir dente rabu tamche malu serma Chau kun chau sun sun chage Somu tuka nampa genma Malu choki korlu genpe Rangi urki tonan tuma Chau te raptu gawa jipe Ugen urki tenwa belma Shepa raze tutarai Dudan jinte wandu zenma Chau tse sashi kyon wa tsok na Tanche gupar numa nima Sonu yowe ike hungi Pompa tanche nampa drama Chau tse dawe dumbu ugen Genpa tanche shintu barma Rape kuna urpak mele Tapa shintu urrau senma Chau tse kepe ta mek metar Parwe trenwe una nema Yekyan urkun kune korge Dayi puni nampa shoma Chau tse sajir nula chagi Ti kyu nunchi zaki tuma Tonu chenze ige hungi Limpa dumpo nam nigema Chau tse dema gema shima Nyanen deshi churi nima Soha omda yangda tempe Dipa chenpo jampa nima Chau tse kune kora gewe Dari uni namka gema Yige chupe nyani kerpe Dipa humla roma nima Chau tse ture jabni tepe Hungi nampe sabu nima Dira mandara dambishe Shiten suna yowa nima Chau tse lai tsoi nampe Vida tachin chana nama Tara nishu peki ige Duma malu pani sema Chau tse lai tsona gelpo Lada miyan chiyen tema Kune gocha gaiwe shiki Tsuda milangen pasema Chau tse nima da wa gepe Cheni pola ura sema Hara nijo tutarai Shintu drapo rimne sema Chau tse deni sumnen kurpe Shiwe tu dan yodan dema Denda rolar nushi zona Shompa ture ra chonima Tse we nga ki turpa di dan cha tse wani nushu tsachi I'm going to turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So we'll start with the mandala offering on page 97. So in the Guru Puja, I believe we stopped at LC12 on page 62 in the Blue Retreat book. Do we have the Blue Retreat books out?
No, don't.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I mentioned that. So in the Go Prayer book, let's turn to page 27, which is different from what I said earlier. Seven Limb Prayer, page 27 in the Go book. Go sum gu pe go ne cha tse lo Ye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu To me ne sa di tu tam che shak Ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rang Kor wa ma tong bar du le ju ne Ro la che ki kor lo kor wa dang Da jen ge nam jang chu chen por no Now turn to page 97. And then you see at the bottom, it says short mandala offering, so I'll save it. Sa ji per ki shu shin me tok tam ri Sharpa wa to Idam Guru Ratamandalakam Niryatayami. Kirtan Soki Chanam La Janju Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chen Yangi Personam Gido La Pinchu Sangye Du Parshal
Sanje Kirtan Soki Chanam La Janju Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chen Yangi Personam Gido La Pinchu Sangye Du Parshal Sanje Kirtan Soki Chanam La Janju Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Good evening. Oh yeah. So now. visualizing the marriage field, okay? That's where we are, visualizing marriage field. In the vast space of indivisible bliss and void. Blowing cloud of some of the bhajra offerings. Some of the bhajra offerings, Buddhist some of the bhajras, when it comes down on making offering, also making prayers, not making wish. So Buddhist, some of the bhajra is one of the best, who specialize, okay? There's Buddhist, some of the bhajra offering based on Sudhayana practice, and it's like based on the Vajrayana practice, two different definitions of some of the bhajra offerings. Some of the bhajra means there's a name of the Bodhisattva, Kundasambo, Chajusimba Kundasambo, name of the Bodhisattva, one of the Bodhisattva names, Kundasambo, Chajusimba Kundasambo. Bodhisattva, some of the bhajra offerings, so. According to Vajrayana practice, transcendental wisdom of bliss and voidness, okay? Bliss and voidness. So that one, practitioner generate that. So then that, manifests into offerings. All kinds of offerings that is associated with the form, such as shape, color, that is associated with the taste, all of, all different kind of flavor. So just associated all different kind of sound, music, smell, taste, tactile, all of that. Then, that very special transcendental wisdom of bliss and voidness, that very wisdom manifested into all kinds of offerings. That's the how you do some of the bhajra, Buddhist, some of the bhajra offerings based on Vajrayana traditions, okay, based on Vajrayana traditions. That's how the Buddhist, some of the bhajra offerings been done based on Vajrayana traditions. That very special wisdom manifested into all this in offerings. In the Sudhayana traditions, so you visualize this thousand petal lotus. In the center of the thousand petal lotus, you visualize yourself in a separate river with the Buddhist or some of the bhajras, so then holding the wish-fulfilling jewel. So then every top of every lotus petals, there are thousands of them, visualize Buddhist Asamada Bhatra holding the precious jewel, wishful dream jewel, then offering many faces from those jewels, from your hand, on the hand of all the other Buddhist Asamada Bhatra's hands. So then manifests into all kinds of offerings. There's like how to do some of the Bhatra, Buddhista, some of the Bhatra offerings in the Sutrayana text. So it's not here, but in some other text. That's what they say, okay? There's a blowing cloud of some of the Bhatra offerings and the crisp of wish granting trees. Wish granting trees. So today I thought maybe it would be nice if I explain, give you some little detailed explanations. So then on that tree, so visualize merit field. Huh? So last Wednesday, I thought maybe it's not important. Maybe, some of you like to visualize maybe this Tasang Gishin. And the same similar the tree, there's many trees in the Devachi people, like the sometimes they are called blissful land, and so pure land. Oh, there's many different types of pure. Amitabha Buddha pure land, Maitreya Buddha pure land. That means so each one, when you get enlightened, we create our own pure land. So, that's how the pure land. There's many different types of pure land. So, so then visualizing the environment, the where we in now, visualizing that environment is very special, that create a cause for your own, on the pure realms when you get enlightened. Become the cause for your own pure land. Like in the future when you get enlightened. So I thought it's important to maybe give a little bit detailed explanation about that. A wish granting tree called Pasang Shing. Pasam that word is missing in English, I'm not sure that. What's the crest? So that's the way we visualize all the magic fields. The Paksam is not that important, that's the name of the tree. Degu, that's the granting, wish granting, that's the translation of the word Degu, wish granting. Paksam Jembetses. So talk about that visualize. We should not think the tree that we see in our realms, they're different trees. So, maybe I'll go through that in the explanation. So, if some of you like to visualize, so some people they just like to visualize. Sometimes they just like to visualize something very nice environment, nice place. Something being there. So probably this is as a. This particular Pasang Gishin is already explained in the Vajrayana teachings many thousands of years. So maybe something you can use, a similar idea. The Noyam is doing on the Dinji Namgete, space before us. Kuzan Chibetin, so Pumosam Jimijaba. In the midst, I said, there here it says, midst of blowing cloud of some of the Bhatra offerings. That means in the center of all the offerings, then you visualize this tree. There's no break, or one here, one flower here, then another flower here, then there's space, not like this. There's no space. Every space filled with offerings. Wherever we look, there's all light like this. All offering. There's no space. Very nicely decorated. Should not think like there's space. Empty space. There's no empty space. It's like filled with all kind of offering. Then center of that offering, then you visualize this Pasang Gishin, wish granting tree, you know, Pasang Gishin, Pasang Gishin, Dongbo, Shin, Dongbo, and here's Dongbo, adorned with a leaf and flower and fruit, Pasang Gishin, it's not just, this is all, you know, made out of precious jewel, okay? All kind of precious jewel, okay? It's not just leaf, you know, like ordinary leaf. It's made out of, the tree itself is made out of precious jewel, all the precious jewel. All kind of precious jewels, you know, then you just visualize that tree, all kind of precious jewel. So last night, the Sherry boat, you know, because it has a holiday, so that's another reason that, that the ship brought this light, it's kind of amazing. So that is the one light, a laser light, that one. So when it shines, it looks like the house is filled with this light, small light. It's filled by, actually there's no light, just one light just reflect on the house. So the some of them like reflect on the trees. The trees like, you can see all kind of colors on the tree. It's exactly like that we are supposed to visualize this rich green tree, you know. So leaves, every branch and every single branch, there's no gift. There are so many different colors, yellow, red, all kind of, looks very beautiful. So, this Pasang is not supposed to be looks like that, no. And, Pasang is root is gold. His root is gold. The trunk, itself is silver. Yaga Bendri, all the branches like lapis lazuli, Bendriya, no, Bendriya, then all the leaves is like crystal, no, all the leaves like crystal, no, it's not just ordinary leaf, like crystal, no. Then there's like the between the leaf itself and there's like between the tree, there's like what is it called? They are the run, you know, the dead, you know, also some kind of jewels, different kind of jewels, poop. So then the flower itself is like red pearl, flower itself is red pearl. Then the fruit itself is, you know, some kind of like, probably equivalent of diamond, you know, equivalent of diamond, something like that. Not much. Yaganam the Zimbabwe Tawada Tawashabas. So then between the branch there's, you know, some kind of jewels that runs through. Between the branch, you know, there's some kind of jewels that run through. It's, you know, when you look at the throne, then you see between the branch there's no space. There's like some kind of jewels that run through many, many layers. Hold on. All kind of jewelry they use, people, you know, here people don't use, long time ago in India, you know, they use jewel on their nose, all kind of jewel, something like that. Or you just visualize all kind of jewel here, all kind of jewels on the trees, you know, not just one particular jewel, so all kind of jewels, the people in our human world, jewels that we use, you know, here, and not much in America. And when you go to India, you know, they have all kinds of jewels. They're hanging from the hair to there, you know, so then they here, there, all kinds of jewels. Just visualize all kinds of jewels. Okay, whatever you think, you know, you will get from the branches, all kinds of things, positive, you know. If you're wishing for food, then you know that gets from the branches, all kinds of, you know. That's called wish granting tree. That's why it's called wish granting trees, you know. Everything that comes from the branches, drinks, food, clothes, all kinds of, you know. The way you need, kind of custom, but tamje yakale juwaje. Yaka lungi chevale dongaje shuni mudanya dongas. When the winds move the trees, when the winds hit the trees, all the sounds, not just ordinary sound, it's like sound of teachings, you know, sound of teachings, you know? It's not just ordinary sound, okay? Oh, la yaga, chepa dungagi, shinjimbu dadobas, that's, you know, when you think about wish granting tree, pasang wishing, that's what we're supposed to think. So then this will create a cause for your own future, you know, like pure land, when you get enlightened, huh? So then the light, you know, light, the emit from the trees, you know, then tip of those light, there's Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, you know, the Buddhas and the all holy beings, huh? Nella Sanjata Chanjusindi, Tuba Pametuvas, no? Tuba Pametuvas, manifested into all kinds of form, all kinds of Tuba Pametuvas, all kinds of form, okay, manifested into all kinds of form, Tuba. Seeing the tomatons, just seeing the tree, just the, seeing this Pasamgi Shing, which granting tree, just seeing that, huh? And just, smelling, no? Smelling the trees. Shinde tomada, shinde chitsovada, shinde la rebada, touching the tree, shinde rebada, shinde yaga, lungi cheve, dan navelando songwa, navelando tuba, sees, no, smells, touch, hears the sound, no, tanjeji, lisinji, duwashiji, immediately ease their mental suffering, physical suffering, okay? Is the release, people release, whoever sees the trees, relief from their physical problems, mental problems, okay, pain. Dua means pain, no, heavy. Dua shishins. Yila kansanta de bemeza dupas. And fulfill all the wishes, no, all the wishes, no, wish granting, granted all the wishes, no. Dewa chinji shingyo chin dole juwas. There's one particular sutra of pure land. So that very sutra explains there's a detailed explanation about the pure land. You know? Detailed explanation of the pure land. Reason behind it, as I mentioned earlier, so people read those sutras, so then they use in their visualizations and create the cause for your own future, you know, like pure land, pure realms, when you get enlightened. They're watching the Shingyo and Dolly Jumo, the Sumi Rimuchi, Shingda, Ti Tse Mochi, Medo Dama Yangshin Jachawa, Ti No Mijiba Shi. So then top of that, you know, center of the top of that, then you visualize this throne, okay? A throne adorned with the snow lines, then you visualize that. Then top of that, so then you visualize all the object of marriage fail. So I believe we stop in like so then we'll go back to the so the visualization, I'm not going to go details because it's very, very complicated, okay? So now please look at the LCA 12, page 62. Pumbananda Deshi Ngasa, Pumbananda Deshi Ngasa. You sit in the Vajra positions, encircled by five-color rainbow. Your pure aggregates are the five Sugatas. Sugata, there's no same as like Buddha. Five Buddha family, five Dhyana, Dhyana, they call five Dhyana, five Buddha family. So then actually I also thought, you know, so I should also give you the detailed explanation about this five Dhyanas, because some of you do six hours in Guru Yoga. So there's like the Samaya or pledge of the five Buddhas has been listed in the beginning of the six hours in Guru Yoga, so maybe something to think about. Okay, something to think about. Samaya. So, Samaya. Page number 62. Yeah. 62. LC 12. This is what Pumbananda Deshi Ngasa. Lame Pungam Chijinam, Pungbo, Kamji. Pungbo, this aggregate, right? Aggregate. Kam, this element, four element. Now we all have five aggregates, we all have four elements, water, earth, fire, wind element, four element. Pungbo, Lame Pungbo, Kam, Chinji, then the six senses. Pungam Chinji. Change, nam jawar jingala sobo gombani. So therefore, this visualization gets kind of complicated. So I just go to brief explanation. So not just there, no. So then here, now we have like aggregates, elements, senses, no, senses. So then like, I say, here, no, then is, then all the, what do you call that? Poor. Pabu Daju Nidichigdo. 21,000 poor. Yangla. So then, so they're here. So that maybe, rest. If you remember, before the Lamrim part, you are the Lama, Chunilam, you are the deity, Chunilam, you are the Dakin, Idam, Chunilam, Chunidam, Chunikando, you are the Dakas Dagini, Chunilam, Chunidam, Chunikando, Chijong, you are the Dharma protectors. So that means you have to visualize all of that. No, this is the simplest way to say, you are the Guru, Chunilama, you are the, when you think about the Yidam, that's like, based on like Gelug traditions, there's like Gya Samachas, Yamantaka, there's Chakra Sambhava, then see, Yamantaka, there's like 13 deities, Yamantaka, Yamantaka itself, visualizing all, and that's why the sadhanas gets very long. Sadhanas explain each mudra and each, like, symbols that holds by hand, each one of them, you know, each one of them explains symbols. So then the Yamantaka, the 13, Gya Samaja 32, Chara Sambhava 60, for something like that. There's all these deities, you know. That's why it gets complicated. So the easiest way to do is like, you are the guru, you are the idam, you are the deity, you are the dagar dagini, you are the dharma protector, all in one, all in one. Is it? But I will give some explanations.
When you're visualizing, say, the wrathful protectors, now, there's more than one way to do that, I think. For instance, Yamachakrita, he's got the club wheeling a Vajra, a new spell and an axe, but can you get by with just the club and the noose?
What is that?
You have to use all six.
All six.
Well, in the sadhana, six hands, right?
Oh, that depends. That depends. That depends on that.
But can you do just the two hands? Be simpler. That has to be very fast. This visualization, I think.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if the deity has six hands, then we are supposed to visualize six of them. We can just leave four and just visualize two. Yeah. So it gets complicated. Yeah. That's your question?
Just do the best you can.
Yeah, that's also another way to say it. Yeah. Yeah, best you could do. Yeah, that's Then you go. Tenshi lawa tenshi chiwo namna kapu je, jimba yoba me mabu, tuba mi jiwa ngomu, tewa rinju se bo sani zi tunduk jangu nam sal tap je. Trouble, there's lama chong kapa, then insufferable is your own lama, okay, lama chong kapa, and say now root guru, long time ago, the mandala, magazine, they also asked me questions. I give them answers. So if you read that, so then I wanted to give them explanations how one should define their root guru. So I give them explanations. Also, I quoted some texts. So it's already, the article is already in the mandala. So long time ago, I'm not sure how many years ago. There's a couple of different ways to define, even though Lama Tsongkhapa has like 183 some teachers, Lama Atisha has many teachers, so Lama Atisha consider Selimba as one of his main guru, root guru or main guru. So you visualize your root guru, and after when you read the article in the mandala. see, we received teaching from many lamas, sometimes we receive teaching from lamas, so that sometimes the teachings really, how you say, goes deep into your heart, benefit a lot. So see, so that, the based on, how you say, the not benefit the sake of knowledge, of course, when you receive teaching, you get knowledge, but really benefiting. So when Lama Selimba, Lama Atisha, whenever he calls Lama Selimba names, because he generated bodhicitta from Lama Selimba, so that greatly benefits, greatly benefit Lama's Atisha. So whenever he called Lama Selimpa's name, you know, he puts his hand together. So then, you know, you can see in his face and everything that kind of become more emotions, because Lama Selimpa really touched Lama Atisha's heart quite deeply. So there's a one way to consider him or her as your root Lama, okay? So I think that's what I said in the Mandala article. So then I quote it, because if somebody wants to know where it's coming from, I quote the text so they can look. Here on the crown, So now the problem is the English word kundo kabuji, the white color, verichana, sharkar, the east, usually east of the mandala gate, mandala main entrance, east of the mandala gate, generally speaking, is white, symbolized east. That's where Buddha Verichana is located, east, sharkar, hosel, north. North Ratnasambhava is yellow. When you look at the mandala, South India, north. Sharjah Ho. So see, east, Sharjah Ho. We count east, north. Sharlo. So you have this. I need to look at the they call Ho. Ho. This Tibetan dictionary. So yeah, I'm kind of confused between Tibetan word and English word. Sharjah Ho. Anyway, Sharka is the east is white. Ho says yellow one. Where the yellow? Yellow. Called it. I'm talking about the five Buddha. Yeah, it's just I'll find somewhere there. S-O-U-T-H, right? Yes, south. Yeah, south. That's south. So, south. It's not south. East, white. That east, you know, usually the main gates of the mandala, east is white. That's symbolized Buddha Verichana. Ratnasambhava, yellow, is the south. Shaka, Hose, Noob, west, blue. Shaka, Hose, Noob, sorry. The west is red. Buddha Amitabha. East, white. Verichana. South, yellow, Ratnasambhava, west, red, Amitabha Buddha, Shakalhose, Numar, Chang, north, Jangsana, green, center, blue, Vajadhara, Virochana, Ratnasambhava, Amitabha, Amoghasiddha, then Vajadhara. That's why the mandala is white, south yellow, west red, and the north is green, and the center is blue, generally speaking. So then, so now here on the crown visualize, Virichana, okay, white color. That's the purity of foam aggregate, pure jyota, the foam aggregate. The color is white. Then out of five aggregates, they symbolize foam aggregate. Okay, so munamatava tacha. When the purity of the Buddha, when it appears as in the form, that's Virchana, Virchana, white, is Pimusaja. Then particularly, like eliminate ignorance, particularly eliminate ignorance. The reason I'm giving this detailed explanation is because some of you are doing Sisashin Guru Yoga. So then it's important to remember the place of five Buddha family. Five Buddha family is listed right after the refuge of Buddhism, the prayer, and they're listed, but it's kind of hidden. So what is that here? Then the six places, six samaya or places of the Virchana, Virchana, Nijodhimbe, Chudimla, Jindu Shubhasya, Dhrinje, Gewa Chudimje, Smidhinje, Chudimje. First, three types of morality, count one by one. Sanje Kunjola, Nijin Shudu, Temto Chavaso. So then, taking refuge in three jewels six times a day. Three times in the morning, three times in the evening, at night, three times at night. Therefore, when you read Sisashin Guru Yoga three times in the morning, three times in the evening, that covers. It covers that place, that particular place it covers. That's why you do three times in the morning, three times in the evening. That means you are end up taking refuge three times in the morning, three times in the evening. That's the part of the pledge of the Buddha Virchana, pledge number four. Okay? So it's quite easy. Three types of morality, remembering them, three types of morality, remembering that, and taking refuge in Buddha, four, Dharma, five, Sangha, six. There's six place. It's clear? Six place, no? Three types of morality, then taking refuge in Buddha, there's four, taking refuge in Dharma, there's five, taking refuge in Sangha, there's six. These are the six place of five, first Buddha out of five Buddha families. So, Virchana, Virchana, something to remember. Also, this is also for sake of knowledge, because later on, if somebody asks you, you can tell them. These six are the place of Buddha Virchana. So it's one of them probably listed in the Sisashin Guru Yoga. It's not details, but not listed, but there's something to remember. So then the crown of Lama visualized Buddha Virchana, white color. That's one thing. Okay, so Pungo Nanda Dejena. I'm also reading the Guru Puja here, LC 12. Your pure aggregates are the five sugadas. That's where I'm explaining. Five sugadas. Five sugadas. Out of five sugadas, the first one is Virchana. Ratna Sambhava, now Ratna Sambhava. Dimba, Chiva Namna Kavuji, Deva Rinju Simbuji, Tamudina, Yobami. So then, here, throat, Lama's throat, visualize Amitabha Buddha. Amitabha Buddha, red color, Amitabha Buddha, red color, located into, what is it? East, south, west. Yeah, Amitabha Buddha's west. But it's going to be because it's going to be mixed, because we have to visualize, you know, here, or the red Amitabha Buddha, throat Amitabha Buddha West, or located in the West, and color is red, and symbolize Sujibhumbo, Tsoyabhumbo, Dujibhumbo, form aggregate, feeling aggregate, then the third one. Yeah, discrimination aggregate, I still don't know that words really explains. Dushi, Fumbo is like, Dushi. Oh, this is prayer will, oh, this is red, oh,
Sometimes recognition.
Yeah, that's much better, probably, discriminate.
Recognition.
Yeah, Fumbo is it. So that symbolized that, okay, Amitabha Buddha, out of five aggregate, Amitabha Buddha symbolized aggregate of recognition, on the Jephumbuche. Located in the West and colors red. And eliminate, you know, attachments, eliminate attachments. So, and that the three places that associate with Amitabha Buddha, or three places. Chi jude, chaju, chaju ni, chudu tu jumba so. Sometimes they call four class of tantras. No, sometimes they're called first two one is they're called external class of tantra, external. Chi chaju, external, you know, there's like Kriya Tantra, Charya Tantra, these are two called external. Why is it called external? Because on those two tantra practice, whether there's ritual practice, whatever it is, all the ritual needs to be complete. You know, all the mudra needs to be done. You can't visualize. You know, you have to do. Actually, you have to do the mudra. Everything, whatever needs to be done, you have to do. You know. So therefore, so much emphasizes on external things. You know. Displaying the offerings, mudras, symbols, all of that, very much emphasizes on that. Showering, you know, not eating black food, these are very much emphasizes on those two tantra. Therefore, it's called external tantra. External refers to physical movement or the display. Oh, Jesus, you know. Chi Judas, you know, external tantra. That's like Kriya Tantra, Charya Tantra. So you need two to the Zumbas. Then doing that like six times a day. Therefore same now, Sisajin Guru Yoga, that covers. If you do, six times a day covers. So that's the first place, okay? Chi Jude, Chajita, Chijini, two to the Zumbas. Nowadays, people give initiation, people go to receive initiations. Practically, people, they finish all the foundation first. So then they go step by step. Now, you know, people jumping all around, all over the place, jumping here and there, all over the place. So that's the first place of Amitabha Buddha, okay? Practicing two tantra, two external tantra, Kriya Tantra, Charya Tantra, or maybe remembering them, six times a day. If you do the six times Guru Yoga, that covers. Nangi Judeja, now called internal tantra, that refers to last two tantra, Yoga Tantra, Highest Yoga Tantra, there's two of them, Yoga Tantra, Highest One. Nangi Judeja, Nangi Judeja, Nangi Lamiji Juni, Chidus Jumbas. Then doing that six times a day, that's the second place. First one is first two tantra doing the siddha, remembering the six times a day. First one, second one is last two tantra, you know. Kriya Tantra, Charya Tantra, that's first two, external. Last two is the Yoga Tantra, Highest Yoga Tantra, Najunaji Lamu Juje. Why is called internal? Not much emphasize on external thing, not much emphasize on mudra, not much emphasize. It's all done by visualization, mainly thinking. Mainly thinking, not much, you know, vote, you know, just mainly done in the mind, and mainly done in the mind. Oh, that mangi jude jet, mangi nam jude, dini. Nindu ranja tejing a tebasum tudu dzumba. Nindu ranja tejing a tebasum tudu dzumba. So, the rubbish them is. So then, dzumba, tebasum tudu dzumba. Thinking about the hearer path, or self-realizer path, mind path, six times a day. These are three places. Is it clear? First one, thinking about this out of four classic of tantra, Amitabha Buddha's place is thinking about first two tantra. That's the first one. Second one is thinking about the last two tantra. That's the second place. Then thinking about reading, thinking about that hearer path, self-realizer, minor path. Three vehicles. So, these are the three place of Amitabha Buddha. So if you are doing this as a Guru Yoga, so then good to remember. So then also sake of knowledge. Verochana, throat, chiu om kav. Now you make sense. Om, white color. So now say om ahu. Why om is white? Because it symbolizes out of five Buddha family, it symbolizes one of them. Which one is symbolized? It symbolizes Virochana. That's why it's called white. That's why its color is white. It's not just for fun. No. It's not just to look at more fun. No. That's the reason. Chivo om. Om kabu dimba ama vuno. White om. Red ah. Blue. Blue. Ama vuce. And then Dimbache. So now we already finished visualizing Lama's crown, throat, now heart. So, and the heart, Vajadhara. Heart, was blue, is symbolized out of five Buddha family. The last one is blue, where it's located in the mandala, in the center of the mandala. That's why it's blue, because that's where the Buddha has the Amoghasiddha. Vajradhara is located. Okay, so now heart, Lama's heart, we visualize Buddha Vajradhara. See here, we are still on one line. You are pure aggregates of the five Sugathas. Therefore, some of the Lama, when they just Guru Puja, it takes many hours. Because they think, they you know, they visualize all of that. Mijoba Kundungumbuji. In the center, reverse of the mandala is the center. Location wise is the center. Where the center? When you think of a mandala, that's where the center is. And we're not talking about the center of the universe, center of the mandala, that's where the center is located. East, west, south, north, that's base of the mandala. Okay, mandala. So now you have some understanding why the eastern gate is wide. Why the southern gate is yellow? Why is the west gate red? Why is the north gate green? Why is center is blue? So now you have some idea, Because Krishna was going to create mandala, I think, quite soon here. So then it's symbolized out of five aggregates of the lamas or yourself. That's like aggregate of consciousness. Aggregate of consciousness, they symbolize aggregate of consciousness. and eliminate anger. Anger, eliminate anger. Eliminate anger. Oh, that's it. Pledge, now pledge. That's like three pledge, no, three pledge. Same as Amitabha Buddha, you know, same amount. Three pledge. Mijeva Mumbuji Munu, two doji tamzi, the Adonis Miri Shitsus, two doji. Doji, Tuji, Tamzi, the other individuals. So, first one is Vajra. Vajra, Bell and Vajra, Vajra. So now you see, when they say, if you don't have the physical Bell and Doji, you can still keep the drawing, because these are the part of the pledge. Samaya of Vajrayana practice, you know. Somehow, even that having that instrument attracts darkness and darkness. This is part of the Samaya. So therefore, people who are not able to afford, so they keep the pictures. Because why? This is part of Samaya. That's why. So now see, that's why it's important, you know. This is part of Samaya, Doji, Tuji Tamji. The other thing is, it's the samaya of heart. Heart. Vajra is samaya of heart. The heart is not just physical heart. Tuji Tamji. The other thing is, transcendental wisdom of bliss and avoidance, that's what it is, you know. So when you touch that, in the Vajrayana practice, when you touch, you are supposed to remember that. Supposed to remember that, you know. Transcendental wisdom of bliss and voidness. That's what you're supposed to remember. That's what it symbolizes. That's what it's called. Pledge of heart. Heart refers to mental quality, special transcendental wisdom of bliss and voidness. That's where the heart refers to Tuji Tamji. Okay? It's clear? Someone is clear?
I don't understand what place means.
Pledge.
Pledge,
sorry, not pledge. No? Pledge. Is it clear? Pledge, not place.
No, not clear.
Not
pledge.
Pledge? Pledge. Pledge. Not end up, but pledge. Pledge. Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm not saying plate. So we are not talking over here five plates. Yeah, so you have, please help. Whenever my pronunciation is not good, help me to help. Make sure people don't take five plates. You know, so. that's not a part of the Siddha Guru. Today? Samula, it's clear now. Now it's kind of late, it's only went to the second, third Buddha. So, you took a lot of note.
Yeah.
Yeah, please make sure that you discuss the note, make sure that...
Is this similar to when in Medicine Guru Puja, when we say, may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and all others? Is that similar?
That's like...
of course it's not the same. Never mind.
No. That needs to explain. That's a very good question. So, When you think about commitment, also, of course, the vow is also commitment, pledge is also commitment, you know, these are all commitment, but they're different, you know. So, so now I'm not going to say, there's slightly difference between pledge and vows, you know. So the medicine Buddha is more like vow. Yeah, so probably they should say, you know, I vow, you know, I, like the medicine Buddha vows, you know, whoever reciting medicine Buddha sutra, they vow certain things, okay, you know, they probably should better say vows.
What are the exact words? It's may the pledges you made ripen upon myself and others right now, isn't, may also, yeah, may I, yeah, okay, myself and all sentient beings right now. Think vows, okay.
So it's like more like commitment. I make commitment. You know? I make commitment. You know? Commitment. If somebody say this amount of mantras, I commit. I make commitment that, you know, this is going to happen. They make commitment.
I'll be writing my own translation soon.
Yeah. Somehow, I think somehow is better. Pledge. You know, pledge can be confusing. Pledge. You know, like annual pledge. Oh, so that's like more.
Don't forget.
Any pledge for Kadamba Sanders? I think there's no samaya. I don't think there's no samaya. Samaya is like
Geshe-la, I think the question that Christine is asking is, you know, when you repeat the name five times, you know, when you're doing that part, and then the line after that is, please may the pledges you made ripen upon my soul.
Yeah, that's more like commitment. Commitment is not that. There's no samaya. Tamchawa is like Tamchawa means make promise. I promise. That's like more like I promise. And that's more like I promise. So tennis, okay, so now back to the Vajradhara. So Vajradhara color and the heart of lamas, color blue. Location center, out of five aggregates, symbolize the aggregate of consciousness, that eliminate anger. Then the place, the first one is Vajra. So now you see why it's so important to have Vajra, you know. It's not just to make Kadamba Center bookstore extra money. So that's why people, they keep even the drawing, that probably not nowadays, in the Tibet you see, there's a lot of time in the there's a picture, so. So there's like on Doji is a Vajra, there's like the Samaya of heart. This heart refers to, when you say body, speech, mind, same, body, speech, heart, the same. That symbolizes heart place. And that heart refers to special transcendental wisdom, bliss, and voidness, okay? So now second one is, of course, bell, the second pledge, bell, tibu, sungitamji, is the pledge of speech, sungitamji, tonitobe, sharap chinso, and symbolize wisdom realizing emptiness. This is not special wisdom. Special wisdom, why it's called special? Because it's unique. It only happens in Vajrayana practice. It will never happen in Sutrayana practice. That's why it's called unique, special. Special from what? Special from Sutrayana path. So this is common wisdom. Wisdom realizing emptiness, that's not special, because that happened in the first vehicle, second vehicle. You know, it's not only minor vehicles. Is it clear now? Tipu Sungitamji, bell, the pledge of speech. And symbolize wisdom realizing emptiness. So, when we touch bell, that's what we're supposed to remember. We're supposed to remember. Share of sense. Share of sense. Tini? Oh, there's a second place. Okay, ta. Chaje tamji. Rani lhatje bahamche. Chaje tamji. It's called place of mudra. It's called place of, let me explain to you. It's called, third one is called pledge of mudra. Pledge of mudra. Huh? So mudra always doesn't mean hand movement. No, mudra always doesn't mean hand movement. Sometimes is referred to emptiness. Huh? Oh yeah. Charge tamji tamji rani harjeba ham leda iji charge temple says. So what is that? What's the place of mudra? That means arising oneself as a deity. That's what it means, okay? Place of mudra. So then, when it's come down on the highest yoga tantra, so that place of mudra means something else. Oh. Just write down something else. in the highest yoga tantra, in generating complete stage, it means something else. So then now, crown, throat, heart. We already visualize out of five Buddha family, crown, Virachana, heart, Amitabha, speech, throat, Amitabha, heart, Vajradhara. Now, navel. Belly button or navel, belly button. So belly button. So here, then you visualize Ratna Sambhava, yellow color, and like south, location wise is south, chakra. So that's why south of the mantra. That's why it's yellow. So says it. Location wise is south, then out of five aggregate symbolizes aggregate of feeling. So then eliminate pride and stinginess. Pride is stinginess. There's like four pledges, All together, there's 19 pledges, all together. So now this one is four pledges. So, practicing generosity means, material generosity, So they don't pay to the jimbas, practicing day six times a day. So now eating, drinking, so then if you think that every part of your body is like both five Buddhas and yidams and all of that, then everything that you eat, is offerings, Everything that you eat is offerings. It's like fire puja, so it's like everything that you eat, because it's every part of the body is like not just body, there's something, it's like here, there's five Buddha and all of that, I don't think that's like going out giving something six times a day. And even here, I'm not sure. Ancient time, there's no light how you go outside. Sangri jimba, tiru jimba. So then also, lu dan longje, body, longje, all the possessions, according to Lama Chöpa Guru Yoga practice in the Lamrim part, where in the last part of the Lamrim part, where they talk about six perfections, lu dan longje, lu, body, longer possessions, tsum geso, merit that's created from three times, past, present, futures. Tsum geso, sinjeranam to be mujur this, It's just mental. It's just transforming all of this, Whomever need what? Medicine, food, clothes, drink, friend, family, children, whatever, then you just visualize, transform that. Transform your body, your wealth, your three times merit, you just mental, that's called mental offering. That's how the practice of generosity has been practice the art of six professions. The first one is practice of generosity. That's how it's been completed, just not mainly done in the mind, mainly done in mind. Please bless me to complete this first professions by doing something like that, you know. So it doesn't mean you have to go outside, probably to keep them, but you know, something like that. So just a small tip. Practicing generosity, mutually generosity six times a day. Six times a day, that's the first one. On Ratna Sambhava's pledge, first out of four, that's the first one. Second one, Mijibi Jimba, Tudu Jimba, Mijibi Jimba, and Mijibi Jimba, and Mijibi Jimba, giving protections, Mijibi Jimba. That include saving up bugs from the road, all of that, you know, protecting the kids from some dangers. That's also generosity, Mijibi Jimba, Tetu Jimba. So, doing that practice, giving protection six times a day. Probably should not take that very literally, but you know, when you do the Sisaji Guru Yoga, it's already there, it's covered, so. Mainly here, just think about those things. Then giving dharma six times a day, giving dharma. Giving love six times a day. Giving love, loving kindness. Giving loving kindness. Makes sense? Giving loving kindness six times a day. These are the four pledges of Ratna Sambhava. So now the last one, then finish. Okay, last one. So I thought, you know, I could explain in some other class, then it's not related. Now it's very related here, so I better take this opportunity to explain. Explain. So then you already have note. Or like this, you can keep separate piece of paper with your prayer books. So you know, just read one time, you know, like this, and you know, just read one time. Because as I said, it's not clearly listed, obviously listed in the Sisaji Guru Yoga. So if you read this piece of paper, it's the same. So then eventually you'll remember by heart. Tip of the secret organ. Organ refers to male female organ. Refers to male female. Tip of that organ. Now see, looking down from the Vajrayana point of view, now it makes sense. Looking down oneself, it's like it's going to break the vows. Now see why? This is not something ordinary, you know, this is all like sacred. This is all sacred. No, it's not just ordinary as a new thing. No, it's not, we are not going to make any success by thinking, oh, this is full of, you know, this negative thought, you know, hair doesn't look good, you know, like, or the skin doesn't look good, then that's why, you know, criticizing oneself, you know, as a, Mami Sangdo, Rangi Pumbunye, looking down on one's aggregate, looking down on one aggregate. So aggregate, first one, form aggregate. So second one, feeling aggregate. Looking down on any of them is not advice in the Vajrayana practice, you know. Feeling, oh, I don't like this feeling. This feeling is good. So, because this feeling, I don't like myself. So see, Mami Sandro, if someone is not ready for teaching on emptiness, then talking to emptiness about that person, that's also in the breaking vows. Mamisandu Rangi Pumbunyas. Mamisandu Rangi Rangi Pumbunyas. Rangi Pumbunyas. Looking down on oneself, no? And, same, you know, the criticizing woman, you know, that's another part of the play, the vows, criticizing woman. So talking that, if you are practicing Vajrayana, if you are following the Vajrayana path, you know, criticizing women, it's also breaking, not just a vow, it that breaks vow from the root, means finish, you know, your vow is completely gone, not just destroyed, completely gone. So this four flesh, I'm not sure why I'm talking about. Okay. So now, tip of the organ, some people say, oh, this is a temple. It is temple. How much they know? Why they say that? Maybe they don't, they just say that because there's all the deities, you know, like all the dark gods, Dragini, Dharma Project, everything is located. You know, it's just, how is it, poor? It's not just poor, you know, there's like Pavit Dajam, Nindichido, there's 21,000. It's not just poor, it's something else, you know. That's why this, I heard, in Jewish, I'm not sure which tradition, that's called this sacred temple or something like that. Yeah, when you look at it from the Vajrayana point of view, it is sacred, it's very sacred. Should not look down. Oh? Anyway, so now tip of the organ that you visualize, Vajradhara, Amoghasiddhi, turned over Jambuja, green color. So now that's the last one, right? Green color, Jambuja. Then, north, location-wise is north, north Changje. So now the out of five aggregate, the one left, that's what it is. What do you call? Dijik Pumbo. In English?
Composition factors.
Composition factors. The composition of that word comes from where? Compose?
Yes.
It comes from compose? Compose means put it together. So then makes sense, you know. Then composition effect makes sense. Compose means, yeah, this is, you know, made out of like all the atoms, you know, like all of that, you know. Composition effect, the Egyptian was it. Eliminate jealousy. Eliminate jealousy and trunang self means has trunang like hallucinations. Eliminate hallucinations. Not hallucination by has this hallucinations is much deeper. You know, it's not like hallucination by taking some pills or some kind of herbs. No. That hallucination is like not seeing the ultimate truth, not seeing the reality, not seeing the true nature. There's only two pledges. First one, Dombasunji Labha Dangave, Nyabha Thamija Magava Suwaanche. Protecting your vows. Buddhist vows, Tantra vows, Padimosha vows, protecting your vows. Okay? That's the first place. Tebasunji Labha Dangave, Nyabha Thamija Magava Suwaanche. So second was Nizhe Tutu, the Chöpa Chöpa, this. Then making offering six times a day. making offering 6 times a day. So making offering 6 times a day, okay? So these are now all the 19 pledges is complete. Please, 19, finish. You have 19 or more or less? So then I'll stop. 19. Yeah, it's good to remember. This is good to remember. So then, you know, later on, if somebody asks, please explain. Somebody asks, explain. Chugla.
Geshe-la, I'm just curious about Akshobhya. Does Akshobhya fit into this? When we say the five Buddha families, we usually...
So I don't know in English or Sanskrit, so I don't like that. First one is Virochana. Second one, Amitabha. Vajadhara, Ratna Sambhava, then?
And maybe Akshobhya.
Yeah, Akshobhya is blue. Is it the same as Vajadhara? I mean, there's both Sanskrit words. I don't know. I don't know. I'll look it up.
The dictionary, look at the dictionary, the Jawari. Yeah, so I will find. That's not it. So then I will stop. Okay, now then time is over. So the next Wednesday. You think it's helpful? Is helpful to know? Really?
40 years, nobody ever told me.
Oh.
Thank you,
Geshe. Nobody tells you about the five plate? That's good. That's what. So, in here, South is like, number now, there's a first one is here, Virochana. Akshobhya, this is the middle one, Akshobhya, not Vajadhara, Akshobhya.
I've heard both.
Akshobhya,
so the blue is Akshobhya?
Yeah, blue Akshobhya, okay, then now, okay, please write it down correctly, Akshobhya, that's the blue, center one, Jejunirana Sambhava, that's the yellow, Amitabha Buddha, that's the red, Amoga city, that's green. Amoga city. Amoga city, that's green. Gritsa, that's green.
Replace Vajradhara with
sometimes they call five Buddha family, six Buddha family, then you add Vajadhara. When you see six Buddha family, then you add Vajadhara. So I forgot that six Buddha family, that's Vajadhara. Five, so then, how is it, what?
Akshobhya.
Virochana, Ratna Sambhava, Amitabha.
Are you going in order?
Okay, Virochana, Amitabha, Ratna, like, Akshobhya, Ratna Sambhava, Amoga City. Okay, Amoga City. So please make sure next time when I make mistakes, so make sure correct me in Sanskrit. Not in Tibetan, so you don't know Tibetan. So next Wednesday, then talks about like that next Wednesday, then visualize some little more about visualizations. One more class about visualization. Maybe when we finish, we have some time. Then I'll move to the offering part. Maybe next Wednesday, half little bit visualizations, then half, then move to the offerings. No. moved offerings. So next Wednesday, then you learn how to display tankas. You don't need to ask, no. Then that visualization helps you to how to display the tankas, where to put, where to not to put, you know, like correct where to put. So I want you to learn that too. So someone, if it's not clear, so you can during the break or Sunday, now there's no break, but you can come and ask, I will clarify.
Okay. So let's see, turn to page 246 in the gold book. 246.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome pears bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then you flip to page 244 and 245. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who masters his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, saving myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.